You know, I love the axioms, quotations, and popular phrases that medical sales reps toss about. I mean, I love them because they're true. Things like medical sales is a relationship business and you have to ask for the business. These are just some examples. And today I'm going to talk to you about one of them that I'm sure will resonate with you. Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. That's you. That's why you're here, or you aspire to be a medical professional. Regardless of why you're here, I'm going to do my best to provide you with some level of information that you will find useful in your current career, in your next career, or maybe it's something that you could use just to get a date for Saturday night, because let's face it, selling is selling, right? Not really. I want to dispute that. A lot of people say sales is sales. Well, to some extent, that's true, but when you're selling to healthcare professionals, it's a little bit different. I mean, if you've been around this industry for any period of time, you know what I'm talking about. Healthcare professionals, especially doctors, are a different breed of people. Yes, they're like you and me in many ways, but they think differently about things. And here's something about health professionals that's very important that you keep in mind, because this relates directly to the products and services that you sell. Here it is. Healthcare professionals, given a choice, they'd like to never have to make product decisions. They'd rather leave that up to somebody else, or even more importantly, in something which is more accurate, they would just as soon keep the status quo. They'd like to keep using whatever they're doing. Doctors, healthcare professionals, they don't like change. Now, why is that? Well, for one thing, they want to avoid risk. You know this about healthcare professionals. They're risk managers, and they try to avoid or manage risk at every turn in their life. So what kind of risks am I talking about? Specifically, when we're talking about buying products, I'm talking about the risk of an adverse outcome because they're using something new, the risk of a new product slowing them down, the risk frustration, because frustration is memorable. If you've had a frustrating moment, a frustrating experience with a product, you don't forget it. So what else about healthcare professionals? They want to avoid the pain of change. They don't like change. And here's something you've heard me say before. And this isn't my saying, by the way. This is a quotation. This is a quotation that I like to sort of knock around every now and then and share with people. The enemy of good is better. This is something that one of my customers many years ago said to me, the enemy of good is better, which means if you have a product that's working, that's good. But if you're looking for something better, or if a salesperson comes into your office and says, hey, I have a product that's better than what you're using, be very, very careful, because it allows all of the things I just mentioned a moment ago, the pain of change, additional risk, to enter your life if you're a healthcare professional. So these are some things that make healthcare professionals really difficult and resistant to listening to sales pitches about new products. But there's one other thing. There's one thing, and really only one thing, that's scarier to a healthcare professional than a new product. Do you know what it is? It is a new sales rep with a new product. Yes, a new product is scary, and we just talked about all the reasons why new products sometimes create buying resistance or even resistance to talking to the salesperson. But a new sales rep, that's a whole nother quantity. Now, when I'm talking about a sales rep, let's expand the definition a little bit. I'm talking about a new sales rep. Certainly, a new sales rep could be a sales rep who's new in the territory, just got hired by the company or just moved to a new territory, someone with whom a customer is not very familiar with. But it could also be someone that the customer maybe has known for a while, but they haven't had any level of deep or meaningful contact with that rep yet. So they're starting to see more of this person. They're still new in their minds, even if they've known them for years. You see, a new rep is an unknown quantity. There's no history with the healthcare provider. There's no history with the healthcare provider's colleagues or the institution that the healthcare provider works at least most of the time. And when you think about new sales reps, if you've ever listened to what they say, and I've had the opportunity to do this because I've gone on ride-alongs with new sales reps, I've trained new sales reps, they tend to say the same thing. Now, see if you've ever heard any of these things, or play along with me here. Let's see if you've ever said any of these things. Here we go. Doctor, I'm here. I want to earn your business. I want to earn your business. Every sales rep says that at some point. Or I know I have to earn your business, or give me an opportunity to earn your business. New sales reps often say, you know, I provide great service. I promise you I'll provide great service. Or I'll work hard for you. I'll work harder than any other sales rep works for you. Or, longevity. Longevity is a big issue. I might be new with this company, doctor, but I plan on staying with this company for the rest of my career. I love this company. I'm in it for the long run. You're going to see me when you're 70 years old. I'll be the last rep you see before you retire. In fact, after you're retired, I'm going to retire from here when I'm 85 years old. I'm not going anywhere. Reps say this. And then, of course, the really common one. So doctor, listen, call me if you need anything. Here's my phone number. Here's my business card. Here's my home number, my office number, my cell number. Here's my Facebook handle, my Twitter handle. You can reach me by LinkedIn or you could text me anytime, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I don't care if I'm in Albuquerque. I don't care if I'm in Hanover, Massachusetts. I don't care if I'm in Switzerland. I don't care if I'm on the moon. You call me, I'll be there. Reps tend to say the same thing. Now, I had a lot of fun with that because most sales reps do tend to say the same things. But here's something else that almost all new reps have in common. Or when I'm talking about new reps, this is something that's important. They don't really have it in common, but this is an important observation or fact to know. Some percentage of them, of all new reps, will be gone within a short period of time. And healthcare providers know this. Doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter how long you say you're going to be there. They know that many of you will be gone within a short period of time. For whatever reason. Why do reps leave territories? Well, some reps get fired. Some reps can't sell, so they don't bring in any new business. They're not generating sufficient income. They can't afford to eat, so they quit. And they go get a job where they punch a time clock and have a salary. There's lots of reasons. And listen, this is a tough business. It's not for everyone. I'm not making fun of people. If you're trying medical sales and you're struggling, this is a tough way to make a living. But if you want to change it, you have to really look at what's holding you back. But one thing that holds reps back again is that a lot of them don't allow themselves the time in the territory to develop the relationships and establish business with customers. Now, if any of your competitors have been in the territory for 4 years or more and you're new, you're at a disadvantage. Unless you're able to distinguish yourself from the tenured reps in some way. Now, they've done it with longevity. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Most reps are average. Most reps really don't distinguish themselves. Some of them do it with great service. Some of them have good sales skills. Some of them have great product knowledge. But a lot of times when you're up against a tenured rep, what they have over you, their advantage, is that they've been in the territory longer. And presumably, they're doing at least an acceptable job. Now, you're going to have to do it another way if you're new in the territory, because 4 years or more is a long time to wait. I think you'll agree with me on that. You want to accelerate things. You want to get things going sooner than later. So what's it going to take to do this? Well, in short, you have to earn the right to be considered as a replacement for whatever the healthcare professional is doing now. Whatever product he's using now, whatever rep he's buying from now, whatever company he has some level of allegiance to, or she has some level of allegiance to, you have to earn the right to be considered as an alternative. Now, I know that if you're listening to this, you know how to earn the right. You know what it takes, especially if you've been listening to this podcast or reading my content for a period of time. How do you earn the right? What do you have to deliver to a customer? Come on, you know the answer. You have to deliver value. Value. But here's the challenge. What does that mean? What does value mean? You see, this is another one of those terms that every rep likes to bounce around with some voice of authority. Every rep uses the word value. Every rep thinks that he or she sells value. So I'm going to ask you, what the heck is value? Well, let's define it. Value is the importance, worth, or usefulness or something. The importance, worth, or usefulness of something. So let's break that down, right? Isn't it fun to break this stuff down? Because when you break it down, you think about it. And when you think about it, it may spill over into your actions, and the actions become habits. And before you know it, man, you own the territory. So that's why I'm talking about this stuff. So let's start off with importance, worth, or usefulness. I'm going to talk about importance first. So what's important to a healthcare professional? You know, someone who takes care of patients. Well, things like safety. Man, whatever they're doing, safety is top of mind. Efficiency is important. Their reputation, establishing a reputation, maintaining their reputation is important. Healthcare professionals like to live and maintain a certain lifestyle. So their lifestyle is important to them, including their time with their family and away from work. Being profitable is important. Maintaining their licenses and certifications are certainly important because without that, they can't practice whatever mode of healthcare they practice and they're essentially out of business. So these things are very important. Reducing liability is important. You see, let's look beyond the product when we're talking about importance, okay? When a customer meets with you, are you providing them with information that they would consider to be important? Or are you just talking about your product? You see, your product might be important to you. You know, I'm sure it is because that's what you sell. And let's face it, if you listen to any untrained medical sales rep, most of them charge into a doctor's office. They get in front of them in the hallway, in the operating room, somewhere in the hospital, in the clinic, in the doctor's office, in the department, whatever it is, wherever it is. And they start talking about the product. Yeah, if you're a sales rep, your product's important to you. But here's the thing. It's probably not important to your customer. At least not until you're able to make them believe that it is. So importance, sure, your product has to be able to reflect and be equated with importance. But so do you. If you want to sell value, let's talk about the next word in the value definition. Do you remember what it is? Worth. How does a product or service, your product or service, how does it compare to the competitive products out there when looked at the perspective of ROI versus cost? Do you ever discuss ROI, return on investment, with your customers? Because your customers, without your help, probably aren't thinking about that. Especially if you're talking to a materials manager or a CFO, what are they talking about? They're looking at the cost. They're looking at the bottom line. And if one of your competitors has a lower cost product and they're not looking at ROI, then they will automatically default in these economic times to the lower cost. Now, there may be other mitigating factors. There may be contracts involved and things like that. But all things being focused on worth, how do you justify your product's price, for example? If cost is a factor, how do you justify your product's price? And here, you know, I ask this question when I'm doing a lot of my live workshops, and there's crickets in the room. This is something that a lot of medical sales reps never think about answering that question. They just don't think about it. Now would be a good time, because sooner or later, someone is going to ask you, you know, your product costs more than every other product out there, or it costs more than the product I'm using, or it costs more than the product that the hospital wants me to use. Why? How do you justify that? It needs to be a part of your conversation. You see, if it hasn't come up yet, you're probably very happy that it hasn't come up, but sooner or later it's going to come up. And I recommend that you consider being proactive, that you make this a regular part of your conversation. So that's has to do with the cost of the product, has to do with the worth of the product. But again, let's look for a moment beyond the product. Let's talk about you. Is the time that a customer spends talking to you, whenever they talk to you, I mean at every contact, is it worth their time? Because if it's not, you're probably going to have a difficult time getting in front of them again. You see, if they don't think it's worth spending time with you, they will tell their receptionist to say, well, the doctor is busy, or he still has 10 patients to see, or he's running behind in his office hours, or his surgery ran over. They will come up with all kinds of excuses not to meet with you if they don't think it's worth their time, and you're worth their time. So we've talked about importance and worth. What's the third part of the definition of value? It's usefulness. Can a healthcare professional do what he or she does without your product? Because if they can, then how useful is your product? And you could even look at it this way. If they already have something that works, a competitive product, then in their minds, how useful is yours? It's not really useful if they don't need it. If they don't have your product, can they do whatever they would normally do with your product? Can they do it as well? How does your product help them to produce better outcomes or make their jobs easier? Because if you can discuss with them in both tangible and intangible terms, in both quantitative and qualitative terms, how your product produces better outcomes and makes their job easier, maybe by reducing risk or saving them time, your product becomes more useful. And again, I have to ask about you. What about you? Do customers find it useful spending time with you, talking to you? Are the services that you provide like every other sales rep services? Or do they find yours even more useful? Do you do something different? Do you do something more? And by the way, when I'm talking about this, this is whether they do business with you or not. Do they find it useful when they spend time with you, when they meet with you, when you have a sales call with them, when you're sitting in the lounge in the hospital and just shooting the breeze with them? Do you ever discuss things that are useful, or are you talking about things that might be interesting but not very useful? Things like football scores or the tennis match or the concert you went to on Sunday night. I mean, these things are fun to talk about and people enjoy it, but are you really useful? Because again, the things that will make a difference in a customer's mind as to whether or not you've earned the right by providing value will be whether or not you are having conversations and providing services that are important, that have worth, and that are useful. That's a lot, isn't it? But value is a lot. We kick around that term like value is something that is simple. Providing value, building value, it's not simple. But yet, if you are able to do it, if you really sit down and formulate a value proposition for yourself, for your company, and for your product, you are going to differentiate yourself in a huge way. And you have to earn the right by doing this, not just once, not just twice, but you have to earn the right every minute of every day. You see, the more value you provide from day one, that first day when you walk into a new customer's office in your territory, the more value you provide, the sooner that customer will feel like you've earned the right to sell them products that are important to them. And you could be like most reps and take your time, or you can do the work, differentiate yourself, and shorten the time frame. You see, accelerating the startup window will make a huge difference in the income you earn over your entire career. And it will also make a huge difference in your ability to make a difference, because you'll sell more, you'll get your products and services into the hands of more healthcare professionals. And by doing that, you'll have a bigger impact on the patients that they serve. So if you want to do business with customers that you're not doing business with now, focus on earning the right, and you earn the right by delivering value. And since we spent the last half hour talking about it, or so, I'm guessing at the time, but now hopefully you have a better idea what value really means. When you understand what value is, you'll earn the right with your customers, and you will accelerate the results in your territory. And speaking of earning the right, I hope the strategies and content that I provide help me to earn the right to talk to you about my online platform that trains and supports medical sales representatives like yourself, so that they and you can earn the right much faster with the customers in their territory and sell more so they could earn more. For example, on this month's live Medical Sales Academy conference call, which is on the Medical Sales Academy platform that I'm talking about, I'm going to go over specific tactics to get more into depth on what I've discussed here in this podcast. And this is something you don't want to miss. I mean, I've given you a lot of information here. If you implement what I talk about, your career and your territory will definitely accelerate. You're going to provide more value to your customers. But on the Medical Sales Academy call, I'm going to be talking about actual strategies and tactics for delivering that value. And the only way to get it is to become part of Medical Sales Academy if you're not part of Medical Sales Academy already. So to learn more about how Medical Sales Academy can help you to earn the right and accelerate sales outcomes, go to medicalsalesacademy.com. Thank you for spending some time with me on this week's podcast. I hope you found it valuable. And if you did, or even if you didn't, please leave a comment on the podcast page at medicalsalesguru.com. Or if you are listening to this on iTunes, just go into your iTunes app and leave a comment. Or you could leave a comment by going to itunes.com, I believe it is. I would greatly appreciate that because it helps to spread the word. I spend a lot of time, put a lot of effort into doing this. I want to spread the word. I know you don't want your competition to get a hold of this because it's helping you. Or maybe if you don't like it, you would like your competition to get a hold of it. Either way, spread the word. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance. And don't forget that whatever you do in your medical sales career, who's it about ultimately? Why do you do this? That's right. Somebody said the patient. You said the patient. In fact, you didn't say it, but you thought it. You're driving your car or you're walking your dog or whatever you're doing. You thought about the patient. The patient always comes first. You have the ability to make a difference. Go do it. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.